Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our special program on the Newport Music Festival. This festival is celebrating its 47th season, and it's being presented. It's running actually right now through the 26th of July, and we're very pleased to have with us in the studio tonight for tonight's program. Pierre Massey is here. Welcome back, Pierre.
Thank you, Michael.
It's nice to have you back again. You were here a couple years ago with basically doing the same thing, promoting
right.
the festival.
It's a joy to be here with you.
And you are the director of the Ecclesia, I should say, right?
Right. Ecclesia Consort
yep. Group. Tell us a little bit about the Ecclesia Consort Group.
Ecclesia Consort was founded in 1992. And the whole idea behind starting this was to bring together the best singers I could find in the Rhode Island, Massachusetts area.
I don't remember my phone ringing.
Yeah. But we had open auditions.
Okay. There you go.
Initially, anyway, we had...
must have missed it.
Yeah. We have sort of ongoing auditions all the time. I'm always interested in new voices and listening to people. And
what town do you work out of?
Well, I live in East Greenwich, but the group, performs
anywhere.
Yes.
Okay.
And so we've been almost continually at Blessed Sacrament Church in Providence for many of our events over the last 23 years. But in the last few years, we've not actually sung there very often. Because we've done a couple of festivals. We did 2 years ago. We did an all opera concert at the Breakers in the Newport Music Festival. That was the last time we were in Newport. And this will be an all-French sacred choral music concert that we're presenting in a couple of days.
Sunday night, July 19th, and it's going to be a 5 p.m. concert at Emmanuel Church.
Yes, that's on Dearborn Street.
Dearborn Street.
Yeah, that's not a very long street, so once you get on Dearborn, you're right there.
You see the church. Yeah. Okay.
Beautiful, beautiful place. They've got a beautiful pipe organ, and we do need the pipe organ for the Fauré Requiem, which is one of the works we're performing, as well as the Cantique de Jean Racine, which is another very familiar piece of Fauré. Those are two of the main works on the program, and then the rest of the music is also by French composers. Some of them actually sung in French, but because most of these works are sacred choral works for the church, the Requiem, of course, is in Latin.
Okay.
So, yeah, so, and then of course we do some Ave Verums by Poulenc and Saint-Saëns, and those are both in Latin as well.
Well, all right then. And I just want to say up front, we'll repeat it again later, but if you'd like information about the festival itself or about this particular concert that we're going to be talking about all evening, you can call area code 401-849-0700. That's 849-0700. Or easier than that, you can go online to newportmusic.org. And get all the information about the many, many concerts that are left. There's still a huge amount of programs that are going to be held all over Newport and surrounding areas. They'll be at Blythewald, be at the Mansions, and this one at Emmanuel Church. Now, back to your particular group, and you personally, you are, and have been for quite some time, a choir director.
That's
and
right.
Church music
yes.
director.
My full-time work has always been in the church. I'm a director of music at a Catholic church now, presently in Lincoln, St. Jude Church. I have four choirs there.
Four choirs?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
You have an adult choir, a children's choir, a little cherub choir, little children, and that sort of feeds the children's choir over time. And then we also have almost a five-octave bell choir.
I was going to say what's left after after have adults and children. I was wondering what was going to be
octogenarian after choir. No, we don't have that. But, I have thought of that, actually. Sort of senior citizen choir would be kind of an interesting thing. There's a lot of...
Well, there you go. But, some senior citizens.
Not that I'm looking for more work, but...
Well, can sing very well. So
yes,
that could be something. That could be a way to go. So with four choirs, do they all meet every week?
Most of them rehearse every week, with the exception of the cherub choir, which is very scant performance. They only sing about once a month. So, but the children's choir meets every week and sings every Sunday, as well as my adult choir. The bell choir prepares every week, but only rings for major feasts in the church. And this is because their music is you know, it's one really has to have rehearsals,
right?
Numerous right. rehearsals to put on a good performance. Program, yeah, bell ringing is rather challenging, and so we don't just ring every week. You know,
do you ever go outside the church to do special programs with those?
The bell choir is not. They're quite busy just taking care of our major. They'll ring sometimes three times for feast day, for instance, for Christmas. They'll ring two Christmas Eve masses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on Easter they ring that week. They ring on Holy Thursday. They ring on Holy Saturday, the vigil to mm-hmm. Easter, and then they ring Easter morning. So they're a busy group already. So I don't put any excess burdens upon them because they're all volunteers.
All volunteer, not getting paid a whole lot, right?
No. But they do love to ring and sing.
Well, that's great. That's a little interesting sidelight. And you personally, have you always been in Rhode Island?
I grew up in Rhode Island. Yes, I went to school in New Jersey. Went to Westminster Choir College in Princeton, New Jersey. Did my undergrad studies there in starting in 79, graduated in 83 with a mm-hmm. bachelor's in sacred music.
Well, that works out well then.
Yes.
Yeah, it'd be better than going to Johnson Wales and the Culinary Institute.
That's right.
So that's a good thing that works out that way. We're going to get to more about your group in a minute, but I do want to get to a piece of music that you brought with you. Tell us what this first one is going to be.
Yes, this is one of four French works that the tenors and basses are performing by Francis Poulenc, mm-hmm. who's a early 20th century composer. French composer, and he wrote many, many types of styles. He wrote instrumental music, he wrote concerti, he wrote all various things, but he also really, his choral music is quite beautiful and challenging. These are the most challenging works on our program, and you'll hear, big shifts in tonality, mm-hmm. Changes in sound from one chord to the next, difficult intervals to sing, and so these have required quite a bit of rehearsal time. But the men that I have singing these, they're really superb. So they've done a great job, and they're all in French. So that's another thing always. Not everyone in the group is comfortable with French, so we've really worked on diction and all this. And so these four works, they're short,
mm-hmm.
But the first one is called Salut Dame Sainte, and that's, greetings, Blessed Mother, that's Holy Mother, and it's pouring out a prayer of praise to her and all. These are texts by Francis of Assisi, and all prayers, four prayers of Saint Francis of Assisi from the 1200s that were set by Poulenc.
All right, we'll listen to that now.
Sainte Mère de Dieu, ô Marie qui est vierge, pardonnez-nous, pardonnez-nous tous les saints du ciel, consacrez par lui.
Beautiful music. Pierre, why don't you go right into the next piece that you brought for us to listen to?
This next work is another work by the same composer. It's called Seigneur, je vous en prie, which really means, Lord, I pray to you. And I could just read this as a very short text. Lord, I beg thee, let the burning and gentle force of thy love pervade my soul and withdraw it from all that is beneath heaven, that I might die through love of thy love, since thou didst deign to die through love of my love. Very beautiful prayer of St. Francis, set in a different style than the first one you just heard.
Pierre, I know you have another piece that you want to play for us, and let's do that before we take our first break. What do you have?
Yes, well, I guess the remaining tracks that we're going to be playing tonight are all from the famous Requiem in D minor of Gabriel Fauré.
Okay.
Another fantastic composer. Lived about a half a century earlier than the Poulenc we just heard, and he was principally a church a musician all his life.
There you go.
Yeah, and you know, he also was a director of a conservatory as well later in life. But all of these things meant his output of composition was greatly reduced. But then it might have been if he had been a full time composer. But his setting of the Requiem is very different than the big sort of Requiems you hear by Verdi, Mozart, and very reserved.
Reserved is a good word.
Beautiful music. We're doing the original orchestration with just a few less instruments. We're not using bassoons or timpani, but pretty much everything else is present. We'll have an orchestra of 14.
Wow.
Yeah, and so it's really very exciting.
All right, great. Let's listen to that, then we'll take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
We are back with our special presentation of the Newport Music Festival series. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Pierre Massey, who is the director of Ecclesia Consort. They'll be performing on just a couple days from now. So they'll be performing on Sunday afternoon at 5 p.m. at the Emmanuel Church. And that's going to be a very interesting concert that we've been listening to music and things that Pierre has been telling us about. By the way, the concerts continue to roll along. There's a couple weeks left, and they run all the way to July 26th. And they're at a different venue almost. Every concert moves from one place to another. 12 different venues, Blythewald, The Breakers, The Elms, Rosecliff, Emmanuel Church, all kind of places. So check it out. It's at newportmusic.org where you can get all the information. And the phone number if you want to call the old-fashioned way. I have one of those rotary phones. Where
I still, oh, boy.
401-849-0700. And operators are standing by and can tell you everything you want to know. Now back to you, Pierre, and we've been talking about your church work and some of the things you've been involved with and the beautiful music that you provided for us, and we're going to continue to listen to some of that. And we started, ended off that last segment with part of the Requiem.
Yes, that was the first section of the Requiem, the Introit and the Kyrie, and the next thing will be the Offertory, beautiful setting. That's the first time we hear the baritone solo. We have the baritone sings two solos. The first one is this one. Our soloist for this is Michael Garapi. By the way, his sister, Rachel Garapi, will be singing the Pia Jesu, which is the next track after this, so that you'll be able to...
The whole family is involved.
That family is... practically the entire family is involved. There's 8 singers from one family.
Wow. Sounds like the Osmonds.
Yes.
Well, the Cowsills are.
Yeah, that's right. These big
the Jacksons.
Yeah. They're just fantastic family of singers, and we're just so pleased to have them. We've got a lot of young singers in this group. Besides the Garapi family, we've got a lot of new young singers that are coming up, and we love to have that opportunity to work with the young voices because they're so clean and there's no ballast, and it's easy for them to. Yeah. To sing the notes, and yet also they've got a lot to learn from the experienced singers in the group who've been singing for years. So, we try to always be bringing up new singers to fill the ranks as we go
Well, let's
forward.
Get to this next piece. It's a little bit lengthy, so we want to get right to it now. Thank you. Once again, we find that that piece was a little bit lengthy, so I want to try to squeeze one more in before the next break. Tell us what this is going to be.
This is sort of the quintessential piece of the Requiem. It's the smack in the middle, Pia Jesu, a very personal prayer to Jesus for the forgiveness of sins. And this is sung by a soprano soloist. In this case, it'll be 15-year-old Rachel Garapi, who's doing a fantastic job on it. So,
all right. We will listen to this piece, then take a short break, and be back with more. Welcome back to our special presentation about the Newport Music Festival, which is in its 47th season, and we've been doing this at WCRI for a few years now, supporting the festival. It's always great fun to meet all the people involved and work with them, and tonight our special guest is Pierre Massey, and he is going to be performing with his group on Sunday night. So just two nights from now. Do you start to get the little bit of the jitters once in a while, Pierre?
Yeah, it just get a little bit...
All the things that you work on for so long.
There's so many little details that people will never know about, and that's a good thing.
And as a conductor, you take the responsibility and the glory, but you also have the responsibility so that you can't control what everybody's thinking or doing, right?
No, you cannot. And health.
Somebody might be having a bad night.
That's right. A couple of things that I might want to mention, yeah. I think I should mention, is... First, the organist for this is Stephen Mottarella. Many people
From First Baptist Church in Providence.
Yes, fantastic organist. He's really, really fantastic, and he will be playing. And also, that we are so glad to be able to offer this concert in memory of Mark Malkovich III,
right?
Whose untimely death 5 years ago this past month, actually.
Yeah.
And so this is an homage. He was such a good friend to us and brought Ecclesia into the festival. We had I think 4 concerts that we performed in the years when he was at the helm, and now since his father's passing, Mark Malkovich IV has kept us on and welcomes us back. We don't sing every year, but we love to be a part of it.
Great. It's great to have you back again, and I want to thank you for coming in to Conducting Conversation show, which this is
a special pleasure for
the festival. I know you brought a lot of music with you that you wanted to try to get it all in, so let's go to this next piece.
Yes, this is the Agnus Dei, very sweeping piece of music in the middle, towards the end of the Requiem, really moves along, and this really shows the beauty of your tenor section. So the tenors get to really have free rein in a lot of the singing of this, and so this is a gorgeous piece.
Thank you.
Once again, let me just give you the information that is important for you to find out about what's happening at the Newport Music Festival in its 47th season. You can go to newportmusic.org and find out where all the concerts are going to be, the prices, and so forth. Or you can call 401-849-0700 and check out all the wonderful things happening at this year's festival. Pierre, once again, thanks for being here. It's great.
It's a pleasure to be here, Michael, with you.
We'll have to do it when you're not going to be at the festival. We can find out more about your group and more about you. It'll be great to have you back.
Thank you.
All right, we have one piece left, and tell us about this.
Yes, this is the final movement of the Requiem. Again, all from the Requiem, these last sections. In Paradisum, the beautiful prayer, one prays in the Catholic funeral liturgy, may the angels lead you into paradise, may the martyrs receive you, and may they guide you into the holy city, Jerusalem. So this is, I think, probably one of the most effectively portrayed that one can imagine. It's scored for harp, violas, and soprano singing the very, the choir of soprano singing in the most sublime way. All cares have been left behind, and Fauré really has a way of setting it in such a way that you can really sort of imagine this taking place for the soul of the departed.
Sounds like a good way to end the program.
Yes.